I was playing one earlier for you tonight too. What was the name of that artist? Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. I get into a zone because all you have to work with, you have this beautiful music, but yet the only thing else you have to work off or work at is the title. What did the artist mean when he wrote that? You know, these titles, and so I get a chance to put my own story behind the title and the music.
You're talking about those instrumentals?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. But I love doing that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I hear the music and I say, okay.
Yeah.
These are the lyrics that I'm writing or I would write, you know, and mm-hmm. there's a story that I'm telling in my head based mm-hmm. on the title mm-hmm. and the instrumentation mm-hmm. and the instruments, rather. So anyway, just little food for thought. I mean, this is how I look at it.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay.
A Halle Berry. Harry Belafonte, brother. Circle Gang. A child
came out to wander. Written by Joni Mitchell.
Caught a dragonfly inside a jar.
Another unique voice.
Fearful when the sky was full of thunder. And tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captives on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from whence we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captives on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from whence we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels lost to car wheels through the town. And you tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. So the boy who dreamed tomorrow now is 20, though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams and plenty, before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. They're captives on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from whence we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. And go round and round and round in the circle game.
how I love my baby, and she's bound to love me some. Yes, I love my baby, and she's bound to love me some. Now she throws her arms around me, just like a circle around the sun. I laid down last night, just a trying to take my rest. I laid down last night, I was trying to take my rest. But my thoughts, they just kept a-wandering, like the wild geese in the wind. Now I know that sunrise is gonna shine in my backyard someday. I said I know that sunrise, it's gonna shine in my backyard someday. And that wind's just bound to rise up, blow my blues away. Now I love my baby, and she's bound to love me some. I said I love my baby, and she's bound to love the sun. Now she throws her arms around me, just like a circle around the sun. My baby throws her arms around me, just like a circle around the sun.
That's really good. Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Yes.
Harry Belafonte. Born Harry George Belafonte. And it's spelled differently than it is on what you read on the record labels and so forth. On the record labels, or they say it's spelled Belafonte,
mm-hmm.
but he was born Bellafanti.
Oh my goodness! Okay,
now that may mean or not mean anything to interview, but we often say how these producers of these record companies, they will have an artist to change their names to a point.
Yeah.
That they would shorten it, whatever it is. Look at Sade, for instance.
Yeah.
A perfect
right.
example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know, well, we found out because we did our research as far as what her real name is.
Yes.
But Harry Belafonte is arguably known as the most successful Jamaican American pop star.
Mm.
And he popularized the Trinbagonian Caribbean musical style,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's still living. He's 95 years old.
He's a great elder. We bow down to him.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Best known for the Banana Boat song.
Yes.
Okay. He also did Deo. Deo.
Yeah.
Deo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to go. That song, I love it today.
Oh, sure.
Jump the Line, Jamaica Farewell. Now, he also exposed and also popularized and sung many genres, blues, folk, gospel,
oh, yeah.
show tunes. I didn't know he played, sang gospel music.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Okay. Oh,
anyway, Professor, I'm sorry. I hate to.
No, man, you great. And Dale, hell, we played that on the show, one time. Now this song, Circle Round the Sun, as I was doing my, research and compiling the songs for tonight's theme, I was surprised to see that song. I know that song from James Taylor's first album in 1968. But guess what? That song goes all the way back. It goes back to the black blues tradition. It was originally entitled, I Know You Writer. There was also alternate titles to the song, Woman Blues or I Know My Writer. Now, if I can read to you what I found, I Know You Writer is a traditional blues song that has been adapted by numerous artists. Modern versions can be traced back to Blind Lemon Jefferson's Deceitful Brown Skin Blues, which was released as a single in 1927.
Amazing.
Okay. It was noted by the father and son musicologist and folklorist John and Alan Lomax. In the mid-1950s, traditional musician Bob Coltman found the song in the Lomax book, sung it frequently around Philadelphia and New England. In 1959, Coltman taught it to Tossie Aaron, who recorded it in 1960, which Joan Baez heard that version. She recorded it for her 1960 debut album. But get a load of this. Even though she recorded it for her debut album, the track did not get released until 2001 from Joan Baez, okay, from Joan Baez. Later, the Kingston Trio picked it up, and they titled the song Writer, and that was on their Sunnyside album in 1963. Then, Cass Elliot of the Mamas and the Papas, she did it. Folk singer Judy Roderick recorded a version under the title Woman Blue. Okay, released it on the Vanguard label in 1965. Okay, so around this time, mid-60s, modern rock acts started taking the song. Grateful Dead did it, Janis Joplin did it, and as I was telling you how I first heard it, James Taylor, and James Taylor did it in 1967 as Circle Around the Sun. 3 years later, Belafonte records it under the same title. So that song has a journey and a long life.
Yeah, absolutely. I checked out both songs, and what I noticed about those, I was listening to the instrumentation.
Yes.
And especially with Circle Around the Sun, you could hear the violins in there.
Oh, I know.
Okay, you could hear so the beautiful bass, the guitar. And but the drum wasn't that heavy, but you could hear it. You really listened to it.
Yeah.
You could really hear it. I'm thinking, are they using, you know how they used to use the brushes?
The brushes. You got it.
Yeah. I was just wondering, right? Amazing stuff, right? So, and the Circle Game. I was checking that one out. That was the song, previous to Circle Around the Sun, right?
Yes.
And that particular song, I was just like I was sort of in a daze listening to it. It had that Caribbean, bluesy flavor to it. It was soft. Yeah. It was mellow, and it was like, whoa. I zone out when I hear this.
It's really beautiful music.
It's beautiful music. Monday Night Madness, musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin, folks. That's right. You're listening to the musical archaeologist right here, the sonic archaeologist, because we dig up the gems, we hand them lay them out on what, a professor?
A silver platter.
That's what he said, and I believe ha-ha. It. I believe every minute of it. Let's do this. Billy Preston. Will it go in circles? No, I remember when the song came out. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Your witnesses, that's live on Studio W. No,
I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round and circle?
WBuzz.com.
When it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circles,
every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while.
When it go round in circles,
when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
When it go round in circles,
when it fly high like a bird.
Music move me around.
I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps.
I'm gonna let the music move me around.
When it go round in circles,
when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
When it go round in circles,
when it fly high like a bird.
To my friends, I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend.
When it go round in circle,
when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
When it go round in circle,
when it fly high. Fly high like a bird up in the sky. You know,
Back Monday Ooh. Night Madness. Ha, ha. That was Orlando Brown. The first one was by Billy Preston.
Yes.
Billy, he released it first, didn't he?
Yes, in 1973.
Okay, and Orlando Brown released that when?
Oh, God.
It was after. Now, why did I hear some Stevie Wonder flavor in Orlando Brown's rendition?
First off, found it. It was 2006. That Orlando Brown did it. And that's the funky clavinet.
Look.
Yeah.
You find that in a lot of Stevie's songs.
Right. Especially in her visions. Yeah.
Man, oh man, oh man. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. Monday Night Madness. It's a thing. Again, I want to thank Jazz for a beautiful, beautiful, a magnificent show last night.
That was awesome.
And she picked out the song. She always does, just like you do. Now, both of you guys are great. So that means that's one part of the broadcast I don't have to do. Part of the production, brother.
Okay.
You guys pick out the music, the theme, which is great because there's a lot of things that I have to do. And together we come together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But Jazz last night, it was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Folks, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Sunday Night Gold. Sunday Night Gold is also happening. Now, Monday Night Madness is the fastest 3 hours in radio. Sunday Night Gold is the fastest 2 hours in radio. Yep, absolutely. So thank you so much for that. We have a great time. Jazz, and she'll pick out the theme, and we just have a good time. Great music. We give a little background, but not as much as or in-depth as we do here on mm-hmm. Monday Night Madness. You see. And so I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Also, you've been invited to join us one Thursday night. I don't know how soon you can do that on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. And we extend the genres of music. We might even play some classical on that one night. Or on one occasion, we play some country. We play mm-hmm. blues, mm-hmm. Go-go. We'll play anything on that, on a particular program, as long as it's family approved or family oriented, right?
Okay.
Mad Mike and Wild yes. Will, that comes on Thursday nights right after.
Which I will be on this Thursday.
Oh!
Hey, yes.
Mike, did you hear that? Oh, boy, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you decide whether you want to come in studio or if you want to do it remotely, so it's
okay.
up to you.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyway, Monday Night Madness, it is a happening, folks. Musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin. Why do I say that? Because we try to give you the information, the education, the background, the life, the legacy. Who influences young artists, not-so-young artists?
Uh-huh.
How did it all start, Professor? What did you say?
I'm sorry.
No. I'm just laying out what the show is all about. I said, what do you have to say about that?
What I have to say about is this. You are talking about a show that has a multiple theme, concept, artist celebrated, subgenre of R&B every single week. Just like tonight, it is all about circles. And we go behind the music of every single theme, concept, artist, record company, whatever you got. We take it, we knock it out, and we go deep into these people and the creation of the music itself. Who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
Where were they born? How did they grow up? Where did they grow up? What was happening in their lives at the time that they composed this music? What was happening in the studio when they were recording this music? What was happening on tour? And what was happening in the record companies, in those conference rooms, negotiating deals and such? And you have 3 hours tonight too, but still, wonderful time of enjoying this fabulous music. Reminiscing about where you were when you first heard it, when it was brand new and such. And tonight, I think tonight is a little bit of both. You're going to move the table and cut your rug. And perhaps you'll snuggle up with your boo a little bit. But the WB and I, we are not responsible.
Nope, nope, nope. We have no insurance.
None.
Okay. Ha. Teddy Pendergrass.
Here we go.
Life is a circle.
The evil that you do is coming back to you. The lie that you told and put a mark on your soul. It's all right. No!
One of my old time favorites.
Everything I tell you, believe me that it's true. What you do to
in the dress.
All right.
You know, once in many circles, considered the world's greatest, the world's greatest lead singer.
Yeah.
We are back. WB and the professor, Mr. Elroy Boyd III,
right.
AKA Professor Pop Culture.
All right.
Hey, Professor.
Yeah.
I've got to slip one in here. I saw one. I think you might approve. I was looking at the theme because tonight we're dealing with circles, right?
Yes.
And it can be implied or something that relates to or the word circle in the song or the title or whatever, right?
Correct.
So I came up with this one right here.
Please do.
Okay. The main ingredient.
All right. I like it.
Happiness
already
is just around the bend.
I love it. All right.
It's from the album Euphrates River.
Get up.
Professor, I had to, and I want to thank you so much for that, for the topic, because I haven't heard that song in years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my all time favorites, the main ingredient.
Good.
The main ingredient. And so we've got a lot more music. We've got more music. Oh, we probably have more music than we have time. Now, next week, we're doing what next week?
Next week will mark the beginning. Well, next week we'll be celebrating, for the next 3 weeks, we'll be celebrating our 4-year anniversary. And it will be, next week will be the beginning of a 3-week series, a special 3-week series.
The deal?
Yes, in which we will celebrate the 39th anniversary of Luther's Busybody Tour with the Axe on the Bill, the deal and Babyface next week.
Oh man.
January 30th.
Man. It's going to be great, bro.
February 6th, DeBarge, the DeBarge family.
Yes.
And February 13th.
That's a whole 3 hours right there.
Yes. In honor of Valentine's Day, February 13th, the man of love himself.
That's another three.
Vandross.
And you want, look, mark your calendars. As a matter of fact,
yes.
If we were selling tickets, we'd be sold out. Mm. Oh, that this is a concert series that you don't want to miss. And I put it just like that, a concert series. Mm-hmm. You're hanging out with yours truly, WB and the Professor. And we're going to carry this thing on with Atlantic Star.
Oh,
Circles.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
Oh, wow.
Monday Night Madness right here on Studio W, The Buzz. Damn, going in, sir.
She don't take no prisoners in her music.
No. I hadn't heard that one before. I know who she is, but I hadn't heard this one before.
Okay.
All right. Oh my goodness. It's off of that Love Me Back album. Like you said, she takes no prisoners. Love Me Back. Yes. I'm giving you love. I want a return.
All right.
On my deposit. Hey.
God.
Oh boy, this has been fun. Hey, we're gonna continue the music, Professor. What do you want to drop on the audience right now?
Oh,
other than your appearance Thursday night on Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, I think you'll like this. I think you'll really like the show.
I know I will, and I'm looking forward to it. So
we have humor on all of our shows, right? Because we find a way to laugh, something to laugh at, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But on Mad Mike and Wild World, it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It's intentional. I mean, we just intentional fun. I like that.
Awesome.
Intentional fun.
Okay, yeah.
The music, we have a great dialogue. We talk a little bit. And it's not so much as maybe the history of music, but we just talk about facts of life or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's a tagline for you guys. Intentional fun.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it. Thank you so much for that. Professors gave us an A on that one, so I like this so much. Anyway, we've got more music coming up, folks. This has been Monday Night Madness. It is Monday Night Madness. The music is going to continue. I want you to share something with your friends. There are some contests, on the horizon, may I say that? Mm-hmm. And Professor, he's been around long enough to know that we have contests. We give away gear, gift cards, gas cards. Also, we're going to start something else because the Super Bowl is coming up. You guys and gals who like football out there, the playoffs out there, and we've decided we're going to give away a couple of jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, your favorite team.
That'll be nice.
Okay. Whether it's the Cowboys, Cowboys went down. I'm going to get in trouble again. Okay.
Did you get a beating, for yesterday?
What do you mean?
The Cowboys game. No, you didn't take a beating. You were giving beating.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. I loved every minute. Oh, I loved it. See, the Cowboy fans out there, boy, they did that. As a matter of fact, I got some boos.
Oh, my God.
I received some texts yesterday. Yeah. And they were all boos.
Oh.
And they told me, leave that alone. and you know, I couldn't help myself. Hey, how about them boys?
Look, people at work were carrying that with them. And I don't follow sports. I had to listen to what everyone was telling me and overhear conversations to put the two and two together.
Yeah.
That the 49ers, was it the 49ers?
Yeah, beat the Cowboys.
That they spanked them.
Yeah.
Badly.
Oh well. Well, yeah. Anytime you lose, because, everybody was talking about the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. I told them, no. Okay. Hold on to your horses.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
And so, I had a really good weekend. I got 3 out of 4 right. And, speaking of which, we have a sports show on Saturday mornings. And the fun part about that, each and every week, we'll pick out our favorite teams, who we think is going to win that weekend. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Harris, one of our co-hosts on the show. Oh man, going into the weekend, he was 8-0. I mean, over the last couple of weeks with the playoffs, right?
8-0.
His record was perfect.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to screw up, didn't you, Kevin? You should have listened to me.
Golly, there must have been people had like a lot of writing on yesterday, I guess.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. You know, let me tell you.
Be quiet. I see that. I see that look on his face. Good gracious.
I love rubbing it in. Some people would call me a bit antagonistic. Is that a good word?
A bit.
Not that it's a good word, but that is a word.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Okay. Professor.
Yes.
Lenny Kravitz.
Here we go.
A goes around, I guess comes around, huh? Yeah, I told y'all leave me alone. You won't do it, will you? Sometimes you just have to listen.
My pockets were full, now my money's gone. My friends come around, and now they're gone. Things come and they come, and then they go.
never said, but they did not do the things that would show that they cared for you. It's gonna come around. What goes around comes around. It's gonna come around. What goes around comes around.
That is real good. Hey, you hanging out with WB and the Professor of Pop Culture right here on Monday Night Madness. Hey, the music's going to continue. Got some Mariah Carey right now. All right, call Circles.
Me, I've been trying
Post Malone.
Pay,
Gordon Chambers in that order. Enjoy.
Since you turned and walked away, I just keep going round and round, and round in circles keep on tumbling down.
Hey everybody, we're going off. We're going off StreamYard and directly to StudioWBuzz.com. Those of you who are on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, either go to StudioWBuzz.com if you're enjoying the program, StudioWBuzz.com, or download one of our apps, Apple, directly from your Apple App Store, Studio.W, Android, Studio W, Studio W, Studio.W, StudioWBuzz.com, or just say, Alexa, play Studio W.